You're listening to the Candid Comms podcast with Rachel Miller. Tune in for practical advice and inspirational ideas to help you focus on all things internal communication related. Hello and welcome to the show, and welcome to season 6 of the Candid Comms podcast. If this is your first time listening, you are in for a treat. You have 5 seasons that you can listen back to help you learn about the wonderful world of internal communication. If you're a regular listener, welcome back. This season, I'm going to be focusing on the Miller framework. And in this episode, I'm going to introduce you to the framework. I'm going to share what it is, how it works, and what you need to know to help you transform your organisational communication. Are you ready? Grab a notebook. Let's get started. I wonder how you structure your work as an internal communicator. Do you have robust plans in place? Do you have a brilliant internal communication strategy in place? If so, well done you. If you don't, I'm here to help you think it through. I developed the Miller framework to give me a really logical framework to use, a really logical series of steps to help me analyse internal communication and to help me plan internal communication. So let me walk you through what it is. Through this episode, we are going to look at one thing to know, one thing to do, and one thing to think about. And what we need to know is what those logical steps are. So every single letter in Miller stands for something. It's mindset, insights, logistics, leadership, evaluation, and revision. Let's take them all in turn. So mindset is business priorities, your vision for internal communication, and why internal communication is important for your organization. So it's business priorities, your vision for internal communication, and why internal communication is important for your organisation. Now, whether you're curing patients, selling widgets, or transporting people, whatever the purpose is of your organisation, that's your mindset that you need to know as an internal communicator. And it helps you to answer why internal communication is important. Insights is what we know about the organisation and its people. So who are the people that you're working with and who are the people that you're communicating with as an internal communicator? Do you have 50% office-based or home-based employees and 50% on the front line? Or is it a different split? Are you operating in different markets? Do you have different languages? There's so much that is nuanced about an organisation. So your insights is gathering your evidence. It's looking at what do we know about this organisation and its people. And we'll dive into that as we go through this season of Candid Comms. I'll be analysing each of these stages in turn, really diving in deep. But for now, it's just that headline, what we know about the organisation and its people. The first L is logistics, and that's how internal communication happens and what we as internal communicators are prioritising. So how internal communication happens and what we're prioritising. Now there's so much that we could cover, comms friends, when it comes to logistics, and I have various episodes in previous seasons of the Candid Comms podcast to help you look at how to plan internal communication, how to review your channels, and that's really where internal communications comes in when we're looking at this framework. It's looking at our channels. How do we communicate with our people? And how do they communicate back? So what we're looking for always inside our organisations is good, effective structures and mechanisms for two-way conversations. So it's moving from monologue to dialogue, from one-way to two-way. And let's be honest, comms friends, it's rarely as perfect and polished as that inside organisations. Good, effective internal communication can feel really messy, where there's lots of conversations happening. It's not just one way or two way. It's multi-directional inside an organisation. When you have that, it shows me that conversations are happening. It shows me that there's a culture there where employee voice is encouraged and you have mechanisms in place. The second part of that is what we're prioritizing. Because if you do know what the logistics are and you know the mechanisms that you have in place, what are you prioritizing? If you're trying to prioritize employee voice, so you're trying to maybe encourage conversations, encourage more two-way communication, then when as you're planning your internal communication, that's what you're going to be doing. That's what you're going to be focusing on. It's what you're going to be investing in. It's what you're going to be spending your time on. So it's not just how internal communication happens, but what you're prioritizing. And I would add why. Why is it important for your organization for you to prioritize certain things? It might be that it's not employee voice and two-way channels that you're prioritizing. It might be that you have a real gap in terms of the logistics of your internal communication, in how information flows inside the organization, where it feels like you have communities who are not involved in these conversations. Maybe it's the most senior leaders, maybe it's your new starters, maybe it's your longer serving employees, maybe it's your frontline colleagues. You know better than I do what the situation is for your organization. And it's super important that you are clear what you are prioritizing. Let's move on to the second L, and that's leadership. And that's how you will deliver a strategy, your internal communication strategy, and the role that leaders and managers play. Now, that's massive for me. When I talk about leadership from an internal communication perspective, it's multifaceted. Part of it for me is how you show up, how you role model what good, effective internal communication looks like, sounds like, and feels like inside your organization. You are the center of excellence when it comes to communication. Therefore, you're not just managing channels, you are leading internal communication. The other part of that, the other facet to that, is how your leaders communicate. If you've listened to Candid Comms before, you'll have heard me say, you can't be a great leader without being a great communicator. So part of that is looking at how do we as internal communicators equip, empower, and enable our leaders to be the very best they can be as leaders. Part of that is making sure they are communicating in the right way. They're confident, they're engaging, they're open, they're transparent. Or we could talk so much about this. This is a conversation for another day, and I will be covering this in season 6 of Candid Comms about that role of leaders when it comes to communication. E is evaluation. And yes, I mean measurement. It's how we measure and evaluate internal communication. If you're trying to plan your internal communication and you don't focus on your measurement, you can't prove how good you are. You can't prove whether things are working. You can't make informed decisions to stop doing something because you haven't got the insight, you haven't got the evidence, you haven't got the data that says this really isn't working. People aren't attending town halls, or they're not opening emails, whatever it might be. So it's not just measuring, but evaluating. So it's gathering the data and then making good choices. What we need to know here, comms friends, is what we're going to do as a result of all of that data, that quantitative feedback, qualitative feedback, surveys, insights, sentiment. If we're doing our jobs well, we should be completely surrounded by measurement. And the key thing for me is, what do we do with it? So how do we evaluate it, and how do we make those good choices? That's things like, as a result of what this feedback is showing us, I'm going to make XYZ decision, or we're going to try something different. So it's measurement and evaluation. You have to have both of them together. And the final stage of the Miller framework is revision. So particularly if we're using this to help us write an internal communication strategy, it's what happens next in the life cycle of that strategy, next steps, and when it will be updated. I've used this framework in a number of different organizations, and so have my team, Team Teal, to really help internal communicators think through the way the internal communication does or doesn't happen. So we've used it to help clients write their internal communication strategies. And I've also used it with a local council or local authority to help them think through their employer brand. If you look at those headings and you imagine you're focusing on your employer brand, which I describe as your reputation and promise as an employer, so what your employees can expect from you, and it's that transactional relationship. So it's a two-way relationship there, your employer brand, or maybe you know it's your employee value proposition, EVP. We love a bit of jargon comms, friends, don't we? We're going to bust it as we go throughout this season. Your employer brand, if you run it through your mindset, insights, logistics, leadership, evaluation, revision, it helps you give a really clear structure to what do we need to focus on as an organization. If you're listening to this thinking, I've got my internal comm strategy nailed, I'm really happy with it, why not see if you can use this framework against another project that you're doing, perhaps an employer brand project? In January 2024, I held the very first All Things IC Live for in-house internal communicators. And this is a quarterly conversation where 25 in-house internal comms people get together in person in London to focus on a day of learning, masterminding, and networking with each other. And one of the ladies that I met there, she had on her screen what I thought was her internal communication strategy. And in the break, I noticed it and I said to her, oh, are you working on your internal comm strategy? And she said, no, I'm actually leaving my job. I'm doing my handover document. On the table in front of her was a copy of one of the workbooks that I'd given the attendees of All Things IC Live. And in there is the Miller framework. And I said to her, turn to this page, have a look at this framework. I think that could be really helpful for you to help you structure your handover document. Now, I didn't write the framework with that in mind, but actually, if you run through mindset, insight, logistics, leadership, evaluation, revision, that's really helpful if you're handing over your role to another internal communicator. So you can use these headings in whichever way suits you. I've created it to give you that structure. I believe in having a flexibility within boundaries, so it's not a prescriptive one and done scenario. And your internal communication strategy, if you're using it to write your internal comm strategy, never should be. It should be a living, breathing document that you update regularly. So whether you're planning your internal communication for the next 6 months, the next 12 months, whether you're inducting somebody into your team or even preparing a handover document, I encourage you, what you need to know is, can you answer all of those points that I've just raised with you? Do you know the mindset, your business priorities, vision, and why internal communication is important? Do you know insights? What do you know about your organization and its people? What about logistics? How does internal communication happen? And what are you prioritizing? Leadership, and you've probably heard me say this before, internal communication is in our job titles, but it's in most people's job descriptions. It is too important to be left down to one team, one department, or one person. It is everybody's responsibility. Evaluation, how you measure and evaluate internal communication, and revision, what happens next? What are the next steps? And when will this framework be updated, or when will the project or plan that you're working on be updated? So in a nutshell, that is the Miller framework. And I'm really excited to see what you do with this framework. If you've never heard it before, if you've never come across it before, I wonder what stands out for you. So what we need to know is what all of those steps are. The next thing I want you to focus on is what you need to do. And as you were listening to me describing all of those phases of the framework, I wonder how you felt when I got to each individual one. Did you think, yep, I've got that sorted, or, ooh, I'm not quite sure if I know all the details behind that one. What I want you to do is to rate out of 10 how confident you feel that you have all that information. Imagine if you were working on an induction document for a new colleague, or perhaps a handover document even to somebody else who's coming into your role. How would you be describing each of those phases? When it comes to mindset, how confident are you? Is it a 10 out of 10? I know the business priorities, I know the vision, and I know why internal communication is important. I'll share in the show notes at allthingsic.com/podcast in the show notes for this episode. I'll share the wording of this framework. So if you haven't quite caught it as I've been going through it, don't worry, got you covered. Look at the show notes and you'll see the descriptions there. And then what I want you to do is rate out of 10 How confident do you feel about each of these areas? And you know what I'm going to say here? If you're looking through those areas and going, actually, I don't know that I do know enough about the organisation and its people. Maybe you're new in role, you're new to the organisation, or you've had a merger or acquisition, or you've had a change in leadership. So much can impact an organisation. So it's important that we are constantly evaluating, we're constantly listening and constantly evolving our plans as internal communicators. So it might be that a few years ago, you might have rated yourself as a 10 out of 10 for what you know about the organisation and its people. But actually, because things like a leadership change have happened, or a merger and acquisition has happened, or a pandemic has happened, then maybe actually what you know about the organisation and its people has changed. And perhaps we've not articulated that. Perhaps our planning in terms of the way that we communicate hasn't quite caught up. Be honest with yourself, comms friend. This is an exercise that's just for you to help you focus on your professional development. So actually, if as a result, perhaps of the pandemic, you've now got hybrid working, you have different people having different patterns and places of work, for example, then actually anything that you had a few years ago that looked at what you know about the organisation and its people probably needs to change. It probably needs to be updated. So be kind to yourself, but actually there's some work to do there, I should imagine. I don't think it will be a 10 out of 10 if you don't know all the details about who we're communicating with, what shift patterns are, what languages our people speak, for example. So there's a little bit of work to do there, and that's okay. It might be when I was talking about the leaders earlier and how you will deliver a strategy, for example, and how you will lead internal communication. You think, yeah, I've got that bit sorted, Rachel. I'm fine. Really confident. Got a really clear view in my head of how the internal communication happens from our perspective, how we're setting standards, how we're a centre of excellence. Brilliant. But actually, it might be that there's some work to do on how you then helping leaders to be better communicators, how you're helping them realize and understand their role when it comes to communicating inside your organization. So you could split that maybe. And that may mean that you give yourselves a high score for the first part of how you will deliver the strategy. And maybe there's a bit of a lower score there in the role that leaders and managers play, because actually we're not sure that they're clear enough. And that's okay. So you could split that and be kind to yourself. We're going to take a short break, and when we come back, I will leave you with one thing to think about. See you in a moment. The Candid Comms podcast is brought to you by All Things IC. My brilliant team and I offer consultancy, training, and mentoring to support in-house internal communicators so you can thrive in your role. I established the business back in 2013, and over the years, we have helped thousands of internal communicators increase your skills, knowledge, and confidence. See allthingsic.com to find out more. You'll discover the latest offers, and you can explore on-demand, in-person, and virtual courses. You'll find 1,800 blog posts on all things internal comms related, and it's the way to order a signed copy of my book, Internal Communication Strategy. See allthingsic.com. Welcome back. In the final part of today's episode, we're going to be helping you consider something to think about. And what I want you to think about are any gaps. As you were listening to the first part of this episode, and I was going through the Miller framework and what each of those stages are, and then I was asking you to rate yourself out of 10 for each of those stages, I wonder whether there were any gaps. That's what I would like you to focus on for the final part of this episode. It may be, as I was describing earlier about planning channels, for example, you might think, actually, from a logistics perspective, I'm not quite sure how internal communication happens inside our organisation. There's a bit of a gap there. And that might mean that you need to complete a channels matrix, or it might mean that you need to conduct a review or an audit of your internal communication. And I have episodes in previous seasons of Candid Comms that I'll share in the show notes at allthingsic.com/podcast to help you think through completing a channels matrix, creating a channel strategy, and also how to audit your internal communication. Because if you have a gap in your knowledge of the logistics when it comes to internal communication, that can be a real issue for you as an internal communicator. Why? Well, when the budget conversation rolls around, you need to know how internal communication happens in your organization. If you suddenly have to cut budget, or maybe you need to try and reduce your spend overall, or maybe you're even having restructure conversations and having to lose team members, you need to know the logistics. So sometimes when I'm creating a channels matrix, one of the columns in there, and that sounds really posh, if that's new to you, don't worry, it's not something big and scary at all. It's pretty much a table. It's mapping out how internal communication happens in terms of the channels. So what are the tools, tactics, channels, and methodologies that you have in place inside your organization? So on there, you would list things like all of the different mechanisms you've got in place, maybe apps, maybe your internal website, your intranet, maybe digital signage, posters, whatever you've got, comms friend, in your channels mix. That's what goes onto your channels matrix. But if I was trying to look at my channels from a logistics perspective, and particularly from a resourcing perspective, I'd probably put a column in there which isn't just, this is the channel, this is who it's for, the employee group or audience, this is the frequency. I would also, this is the measurement, let's not forget measurement, I nearly did, let's not forget measurement. I would also probably put a column in there which was, how much effort do we invest every week or every month as a comms team to producing each of these individual channels? Now that is a critical thing to know, because if you do have budget discussions, you need to be able to make informed decisions. You need to have the information in front of you, which is very clearly, this is the way that we communicate as an organization. It also helps for me when you're thinking about what you're prioritizing. So the logistics description I shared with you from the Miller framework is how internal communication happens and what we're prioritizing. If I've mapped out all of my channels and I can see that one particular channel is taking one team member 1 or 2 days a week, for example, but the measurement is showing that that return on investment, that ROI, is not great. They're maybe spending 1 or 2 days a week creating a very detailed weekly newsletter, say, that's full of stories, but actually the open rate isn't great at all, then I can look at that and think, actually, if we're prioritizing that in terms of time, money, and effort, but the ROI, return on investment, isn't good, the measurement is telling me that something's not working there. It's got a very low open rate and a very low readership rate. No one's responding to the calls to action, say, and I hope you're not in that situation, but if you are, you need to know that. We need to have all that information in front of us, because what I'm going to prioritize there is probably changing things up or conducting some listening to help me understand what is going on, what is stopping that channel from being successful. Is it the tone? Is it the frequency? Is it the content? Is it that that information is shared somewhere else, so it feels like the quality has gone down? There could be all kinds of reasons why that isn't working. So therefore, it helps you know what to prioritize, because you've got all of that data to hand. I hope you found this episode useful. If the Miller framework is new to you, you're going to be hearing me talking about it throughout the duration of season 6 and 7, because I have written a book called Internal Communication Strategy: Design, Develop, and Transform Your Organizational Communication, which is published by Kogan Page. If you're listening and you've read the book, I would love to know what you think of it. Please do get in touch. As ever, you can find me online. I'm Rachel Miller on LinkedIn. I'm Rachel All Things I See on Instagram. Or why not send me a message, hello@allthingsisee.com, to let me know what you're going to do differently as a result of reading the book. Please do also leave a review at amazon.com to help other in-house internal communicators and people interested in the way that organizations communicate to find the book. I've written the book to be structured around the Miller framework. So I'm so excited for you to read it. I can't wait to share it with you. There are some stories in there that I am so proud of, and some incredible work that is happening inside organizations that I've never been able to share before. most of the work we do at All Things OC is under NDA, under non-disclosure agreements. We work really hard to do some amazing work with some incredible in-house internal communicators that we can never share. But that's now changed. Through internal communication strategy, I've been able to lift the lid and shine a light on some of your peers in organisations around the globe that you'll have heard of doing things that you won't have heard of because it's inside their companies. So you'll find expert views and case studies to help you bring some of this to life. So you'll find visions for internal communication in there. You'll find conversations and reflections on insights, what we know about an organisation and its people. You'll discover what your peers are doing to help them really focus on that inside their companies. You'll get to see how internal communication happens inside companies and how other people are prioritising what they do and what they focus on. You'll understand how people are working with their leaders, and I've shone a spotlight on some really incredible examples of people who are working well with their leaders, and they're helping them see the internal communication function as the experts that they are. I've also written so much in there about evaluation, measurement, and I've shared frameworks in there, and I've highlighted some expert views from internal communicators around the globe who are offering their advice and guidance to help you focus on your evaluation and measurement of your internal communication. And then I've also looked at the future of internal communication. What does that mean? What's happening? What do I think about the future? And the very last chapter of the book is called What Happens Inside is Reflected Outside, which you know is the ethos of my business, All Things I See, and it's how I sign off every episode. So with that in mind, I am going to close this episode, the very first one of season 6. It's lovely to be back. Please do get in touch via the mechanisms that I mentioned a moment ago. And you can find all of the show notes at allthingsic.com/podcast. And remember, what happens inside is reflected outside. See you again soon.